This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. 2024 presidential candidate Donald Trump is waking up in Miami this morning to face criminal charges brought on by the Biden administration's Department of Justice. Trump is accused of unlawfully keeping U.S. national security documents and lying to officials who tried to recover them. A new Reuters Ipsos poll found a vast majority of his fellow Republicans believe the case to be politically motivated. Trump's court time is 3 p.m. Eastern for an initial appearance in the case. New figures show how fentanyl has hurt the U.S. Army. The Washington Post reports 127 soldiers were lost to fentanyl between 2015 and 2022. That's more than the number killed in combat in Afghanistan at the same time. The Supreme Court is expected to rule on the use of affirmative action in college admissions any day now. There's a pair of cases going on, one at the University of North Carolina and the other one at Harvard. They allege the practice harms white and Asian students. In the Harvard case, John Wang was turned down by six elite universities despite having a perfect score on the SAT's math section and a 4.65 high school GPA. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley is reporting the FD-1023 document, revealed by an FBI whistleblower, shows that it has a redacted reference that a Ukrainian Burisma executive possesses 15 audio recordings of phone calls between himself and Hunter Biden, and possesses two audio recordings of phone calls between himself and then-Vice President Joe Biden. Joe Biden has allegedly been paid $5 million by the Burisma executive as part of a bribery scheme, according to the FBI whistleblower. The House Oversight Committee has found several bank accounts tied to the Biden family, receiving millions and millions of dollars without an apparent business model. Longtime Wheel of Fortune TV host Pat Sajak is planning to retire next year. USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Mega Democrat donor George Soros is handing over his empire to his youngest son.
George Soros is one of the largest donors to Democrat and progressive candidates and causes. At 92 years old, he's turned his $25 billion fortune over to his son, Alex. The 37-year-old telling the Wall Street Journal he is more political than his dad, but that the two think alike. Alex Soros telling the newspaper he plans on using the money to continue backing left-leaning U.S. politicians. I'm Laura Winters.
Americans are changing their minds when it comes to transgender women competing in women's sports.
A new Gallup poll finds 69% of respondents think they should only be able to play on teams that match their sex at birth, 7 points up from 2021. Meanwhile, 26% say transgender athletes should be able to play on the team that lines up with their identity. Pollsters say it appears most people view transgender sports participation more through a lens of competitive fairness than transgender civil rights. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Denver Nuggets are the 2023 National Basketball Association champions. They defeated the Miami Heat 94-89 in Game 5 of the NBA Finals at Ball Arena to win their first title in franchise history. Nikola Jokic was named the Finals MVP. The Heat have now lost the NBA Finals in two of the last four seasons. Lance Pry, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Pastor Lucas Miles is with us. He's got a new book, the writer, speaker, film producer, and president of Influence Network. He serves as the lead pastor of Influence Church, the host of the Lucas Miles Show, and the host of Epic TV's Church and State. Lucas, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Bill, good to be on the program today. I'm doing great.
Well, congratulations on the book, Woke Jesus, the False Messiah Destroying Christianity. Why did you have to write this book? Because I feel like you were compelled to write this book.
I really was. I felt a strong push in this one, and I wish that it wasn't the case. I wish that this was not an issue for the church, but I think as a lot of people are starting to realize or have already realized, the church has been invaded, and many denominations have been, just ripped apart over wokeism. Wokeism is a disease, it's a virus, and it's spread very rapidly throughout the church. And I wrote this book to really help equip believers to understand it, to be able to recognize it, and ultimately to know what to do about it.
It really is anti-Jesus, isn't it?
100%. I mean, look, behind this woke movement is a Marxist substructure, and Marxism is antithetical to the gospel. Of course, socialism and communism, which are really the results of Marxist ideology, are responsible for the deaths of about 100 million people in the last 100 years around the globe. And wokeism is just antithetical in every single dimension to the Christian faith, and Christians really need to reject this.
Exactly. You know, Lucas, some people respond, say, look, if it was that bad, why didn't it get shut down?
You know, it's been, I think that Marxists and socialists are very happy to play the long game. They've been working on this for a long time. In my book, for the history lovers out there, I do a deep dive, starting in the 1700s, kind of working my way forward, showing the evolution of progressive thought within the church. It's actually got a long history. It's easy as a conservative to go, oh, it's Obama's fault or it's Biden's fault. And although they're certainly culpable in certain areas, this has been a slow build and development. And I think it's kind of the frog in the pot. It wasn't really noticeable for a time until it's accelerated rapidly here in the last decade.
Exactly. I mean, they have been working, as you say, over the decades and years to, build an infrastructure to support this. And this is why it's come upon us. And the, the proverbial metaphorical idea of a frog in the pot is perfect, because this is exactly what's happened. It's become so pervasive, and the culture has accommodated it, because what's happened along the way is we have forsaken the legitimate for the false. And this happens in all cultures in time and history, as you went back in the book. And this is something that God has been, bringing to my forefront quite repeatedly. I might add, Lucas, is that, we are in the season of wheats and tares. We got both growing up at the same time. But you have to know and identify, are you a wheat or are you a tare?
You know, look, when you look at the history of this, I think it's very important to do exactly what you're saying, to really make sense of this and to understand that difference. The chasm is super wide today. And I think that, you know, this for a lot of people, they didn't recognize this for a time. They weren't seeing the signs of it sort of coming. And I think there's still people today that they're attending woke churches. They're not woke themselves, but they don't realize that their pastor's woke. And it's very important that you start, you know, educating yourself in this process so that you can untangle those fishing lines of progressive ideology and biblical orthodoxy to make sure that you fall on the right side of the fence on this.
But you're not going to know the difference if you haven't studied it. I keep using this example, Miles, that Lucas, that when, you know, bankers, for example, when they're looking at currency, they don't study the counterfeit. They study the legitimate. And I think Christians could learn a lot, you know, from that example, can't we?
Absolutely. And I do both in the book. I start off and kind of give the history of wokeism and progressive thought, but the book ends with a really deep dive look into the true nature of Jesus and really, you know, to see how, you know, who he is and how he measures up. Look, the radical left has recognized that they need to commandeer and really infiltrate the church in order to win election. There is such a large, you know, still silent majority in this nation of evangelical Christians and Judeo, you know, Christian-minded people, that unless the left kind of breaks that up and uses that constituency, they're not going to have a chance in the polls. And so what they've done is they've put a lot of money, effort, and dollars. I mean, there's been heresies for throughout the century, but now we have heresy being funded by activists who are trying to attempt to confuse people and get people. So they're using Jesus as propaganda, that, you know, saying Jesus is a socialist, he'd be trans-affirming, he's for open borders. Of course, these things don't line up with Scripture, but unfortunately, certain people are believing them, and they're starting to promote this idea of a woke Jesus.
Exactly. Well, the other thing, too, that's disparaging is that they have found a way to access, because the government is all in on this, Lucas, and so they are accessing the people's money to continue on with this fraud.
You're right. I mean, look, it's whether we're talking about corporate America or you know, our educational system, some of these big denominations are no different. They rely on funding from, you know, grants and major donors. And, you know, I trace in the book in one chapter a series of major Christian universities in this nation who've been accepting money from, you know, really some questionable sources. And over time, their doctrine seems to be mysteriously changing, and they seem to be drifting on a lot of social issues. And so, you know, and really moral issues ultimately. And so as we see this, we have to understand that this isn't just random. It's not just something that, you know, is just happening on its own. It is being funded. And we have to know kind of the full source of this in order to really start seeing how we can push back and how we can safeguard our ministry that we're part of, our local churches, to ensure that they don't become the harbor for woke, you know, woke thought.
You know, I was looking at polling evidence from, I believe it was Gallup, said, in the 50s, about 90% of America, you know, said that they were Christian. And now here we are, you know, some 60 years later, 70 years later, and it's down to like 62%. You know, what is going on? Why is our faith fading in cultural and spiritual significance?
You know, I think there's several things that are happening here. I mean, to some degree, we had a lot of people during, you know, in the last several decades that have experienced some tremendous church hurt. And the church has, I think, made some, you know, poor moves along the way. Of course, people, if they're coming from, you know, certain denominational backgrounds, we've had scandals, we've had abuse, we've had things that have happened. And that's turned some people away. I think we also have this rise in a social gospel in more of our progressive denominations that we see, you know, typically some of the more liturgical denominations have moved in this direction first. And the more and more you push a social gospel, the less you're focused on the divine aspects of Christ. And
exactly.
when the gospel stops being something that is really directed towards, you know, Christ's divinity, and it's just an elevation of humanity, what motivation do people really have to live this way any longer? What motivation do they have to stay involved? And so it leads to deconstruction, and that's what we've seen rise, you know, have such a huge uptick in the last few years, is this deconstruction movement that's really taking people out of the faith and they're walking away from these once trusted beliefs that they were raised on.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from the author of Woke Jesus, The False Messiah Destroying Christianity, Lucas Miles, right after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Lucas Miles, the pastor and media analyst, I would say. I'm going to add that to your credentials as well. A speaker, film producer, and president of Influence Network. Lucas Miles continues with us. Lucas, help people understand. I mean, this idea of the social gospel. Some people hear this and they go, "Okay, what is the difference? What am I dealing with here?"
Yeah, absolutely. So in writing the book Woke Jesus, I was, doing a deep dive into a lot of these ideologies. And one of the things that I think we don't hear enough about that drove a lot of the church towards this social justice movement is a sort of theological structure that's called liberation theology. So we see this probably most prevalent in the Catholic Church, and there's specific, branch of Catholic theology that's known as liberation theology. It was started in the 1950s, and this is not traditional Catholicism like many people hold to. This was an amalgamation of Marxist ideology that was grabbed a hold of by a priest in Latin America in the 1950s named Gutierrez, and he combined it with Catholic teaching. And liberation theology is basically God-driven Marxism. He talks about seizing the means of production. He talks about redistribution of the wealth. He's pushing these socialist and Marxist ideas, but he's using God as sort of the motivation for that. This jumps into America in the form of Black liberation theology shortly thereafter in the 50s and 60s. And then eventually we see it, in the social justice movement in the 80s and 90s. That really kind of went alongside of the seeker-sensitive movement in many ways. And so, there's been a long history of getting to this place, and unfortunately, I think many people have just kind of, not done their own research. Biblical illiteracy is at an all-time, high, and a lot of people are not equipped. I mean, of course, as believers, we should be being the hands and feet of Jesus. We should be helping the poor. We should be feeding the widows and the destitute and these sorts of things. That of course. But our reason in doing that is not because God has special favor on one people group over another based upon their socioeconomic status or the color of their skin. This is not an oppressor versus an oppressed, framework like we see in Marxism. It's the love of God that motivates us. And ultimately, though, the highest form of love is sharing the truth of the gospel with somebody so they can come to know Jesus Christ as their savior, not just liberating them from their social circumstances.
Well, it seems where humanity is they're emotionally centric. And so when you get a gospel and a presentation that, scratches that itch, clearly, we've been set up, by the culture to embrace this type of philosophy. But at the end of the day, it's rather empty and on all things that are, emotionally based, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, look, the stats coming out of places like whether it be, Dr. George Barna's work or Pew Forum and others, it's showing, this just really scary numbers when it comes to the number of Christians that hold to the Bible as the inerrant authoritative word of God. I think we're down to somewhere like 23 or 24% now of church-going Christians believe that the Bible is the word of God, which means that 76% of church-going Christians on a Sunday morning believe the Bible is something less than that. It's inspired. It's a history
Amazing.
Book.
Yeah.
It's good teaching, but it's not something we base our lives on because it's God breathed. And I think as believers, we really have to get back to this. This is what, I'm so grateful to be connected with Summit Ministries. They're a, national group that's been doing, intensive camps for, students, for 60 years plus. Really equipping them for, going out into this progressive world and still standing strong on their faith. And so I think we need more of those organizations. We need more foundation in the home. Of course, public schools have not been helping this very much in most instances. And so the responsibility really falls back on the parents and on the church to provide the resources to really raise children in great teaching, surrounding them in a faith community with the Word of God.
Yeah, the thing that shocks me, I don't know why. I mean, because I just thought differently. I was raised differently, and I couldn't imagine that the senior pastors in churches today would abandon a biblical worldview. And you mentioned George Barna and his studies now. I think when I first met George, it was about 56, almost 60% of the senior pastors in the pulpit held to a biblical worldview. Today, what, about 15, almost 20 years later, it's less than 50%. So we're moving in the wrong direction here when it comes to believing in God and what God said. Let's go back to the garden, and the big question from Satan, did God really say? These self-appointed appointed moral authorities are rising up and questioning. And when you are, you're not in tune with the Word of God, you're not the sheep that's hearing the voice of the shepherd, you're going to be easily swayed. And that, this seems to be the case.
Yeah, it sadly is the case. And I had the opportunity to work with Dr. Barna and many others on his newest book that he put out called Helping Millennials Thrive, and really right. diving into a lot of the stats of faith of the millennial generation. And you know, you're right. We're seeing even senior pastors falter in this area. And I think this really comes back to the progressive infiltration of Bible colleges in America. I mean, think about it this way: that Yale and Harvard and you know, Notre Dame and these long-standing institutions in our nation that were founded as theological training centers. Most of those institutions have now gone the way of sort of the radical left, and they've really become, you know, a training ground or breeding ground for a lot of these strong progressive ideas. Then we had a second wave of Bible colleges, the Biolas, the Wheatons, the, you know, schools like this that were started in this nation for the purpose of kind of replacing those institutions to provide a fresh voice for training up clergy. But now, unfortunately, although there's still some great people in a lot of those places, we're starting to see some of those second wave Bible colleges really be infiltrated as well, and some questionable material come out of them. And so, you know, as long as pastors are being trained in progressive think tanks, it's going to produce progressive pastors in most cases. And so, which ultimately is going to produce progressive, you know, parishioners as well. And so it's very important that we start to kind of plug the hole at the source of this. And that is making sure that we have good biblically based training, not just for young adults and for students, but also for clergy as they're growing up in the ministry, to ensure that they're going to continue forward in really, you know, strong biblical ideas.
Yeah, the thing that amazes me is the progressive church today has really glommed on to this CRT and social justice theory. I mean, these are theories. I mean, you're abandoning the truth of God, the laws of God, in order to embrace a theory. I mean, to me, that's, you're shortchanging yourself here, Lucas.
Yeah, and again, I think we come back to this liberation theology as at least part of the source of that in the church. I mean, critical race theory in many ways is sort of a secular version of black liberation theology. And again, this is a Marxist substructure to it. Even the founders, I mean, our friend James Lindsay points this out, that the founders of critical race theory, when they got together, they referred to themselves as a group of Marxists that sat down to figure out critical race theory. And so what role does, you know, ideology that's created by a group of Marxists have in the church? Critical race theory is not redeemable. There's not beneficial things that we need to pull from that. Scripture offers the best picture of how to deal with injustice. It has, God's system is the best way. And here's one of the things that I try to point out to people. One of the biggest issues with critical race theory and all these critical, you know, whether it's critical queer theory or these other iterations, is that they rob the Christian who embraces them of being able to suffer for Christ. Because if my suffering or persecution in this life is always because of my skin color, because of my sexual orientation, my country of origin, my immigration status, my marriage status, then what that means is I never get to suffer for Jesus. The one thing that I can give God in this life that I can't give him in eternity is my obedience and my praise in the face of persecution. And if I am using that persecution as just an opportunity to look at my own victimhood, rather than as an opportunity to praise my Lord and Savior, whom the persecution is really about, then I'm actually robbing God at that moment. And I believe that CRT does that every single day with this idea.
Boy, perfect point. And we're going to leave our audience with a Salem moment to really chew on that. That is so eloquently stated and perfectly hits the mark. Lucas Miles, the writer, speaker, film producer, president of the Influence Network. He also serves as the lead pastor of Influence Church, author of the book Woke Jesus, the False Messiah, Destroying Christianity, and we'll be linking it on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Lucas, as always, appreciate the time. God bless. Take care.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Did you know that more than 60% of sales in Amazon's store are from independent sellers? Most of which are small and medium-sized businesses. Amazon released their annual Small Business Empowerment Report, sharing that Amazon's U.S. independent sellers sold more than 4.1 billion products in 2022. That's an average of 7,800 products a minute. Selling an Amazon store has enabled independent sellers to create an estimated 1.5 million jobs in the U.S., fueling economic opportunities in local communities around the country. Matt Slykus, resident of San Antonio, Texas, and owner of Boldly Growing, said, "For small business owners, Amazon has really leveled that playing field and made success possible for just about anyone who's willing to put in the effort to learn and bring their product to market. To discover products from small businesses, including Black, military, and women-owned businesses, visit Amazon.com/supportsmall.
USA News Update. 2024 presidential candidate Donald Trump is waking up in Miami this morning to face criminal charges brought on by the Biden administration's Department of Justice. Trump is accused of unlawfully keeping U.S. national security documents and lying to officials who tried to recover them. A new Reuters Ipsos poll found a vast majority of his fellow Republicans believe the case to be politically motivated. Trump's court time is 3 p.m. Eastern for an initial appearance in the case. Miami Police Chief Manny Morales says his team is ready to go.
We are working very closely with our federal, state, and local partners to make sure that we have a comprehensive approach. We're bringing enough resources to handle crowd anywhere from 5,000 to 50,000.
The Denver Nuggets are the 2023 National Basketball Association champions. They defeated the Miami Heat 94-89 last night in Game 5. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got with us from Stream.org the one and only hysterical, I mean hysterical at a time when we really need him to be hysterical, Al Parada joins us now. Hey, Al, how you doing, buddy?
I'm hysterical. No, okay.
Well, with all this going on, I mean, look, we've got Trump in Miami. We've got thousands of people descending there. You know, we're praying that we don't end up with another January 6th event because Roger Stone and company are kind of leading the charge. Hopefully they can do so peacefully. And they've got to avoid the characters. It's not so much that, as we know, conservatives that are, causing problems and riots, and burning things down. It's the infiltrators. It could be FBI agents. Oh, yeah, right, FBI agents. They do infiltrate. We've got also Antifa, BLM, just like they did in Glendale, California. I mean, they're everywhere, and they're not about to let a good crowd funding event to get in their way, and they're going to take full advantage and do whatever they can so you can blame those doggone white supremacists, those evil MAGA people, right?
Yeah, there's white supremacists, like there's Muslim children in California. Yeah,
right. Yeah.
That's where it was here in Maryland, in Montgomery County. City council member, like, comparing the Muslim children to white supremacists. Classic.
Well, see, this is what happens when you get hysterical. The brain is disconnected, and you get goofy. And the thing is that, most of the people can't get caught up in the goofiness. You just got to stand back and just be entertained by it and pray for them. And just like with all the, trans parades and everything that are taking place, they've hijacked the month of June, which is quite interesting because here it is, as you write about in the Brew here, they have pushed away Old Glory. okay, you know, for their pride flags. And keep in mind, tomorrow is officially Flag Day in America. Flag Day, red, white, and blue, not the rainbow-colored flag, right?
Yeah, that was the thing that was, like, shocking. Now, I'm going to assume it's just some idiot decorating for a party, didn't have any brain. But still, symbolically, to have the pride flag in a position of honor, because it was in the center, but flanked by two American flags.
Mm-hmm.
That is a huge that is symbolically huge.
Yeah.
Aside from being the violation of U.S. code, because the American flag should always be top dog.
Right.
But that's just
exactly.
Symbol, not just politically, but that's the house of the leader of the free world, of leader of America. What's that symbol? What's that symbolized for the nation? And
right.
For the nation that was blessed by God. That
exactly.
Freaked me out. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, I'm glad you brought that up, because most people would just, you know, kind of ignore it and just go, okay, well, you know, and then not even realize the significance of it is, you know, what the significance is, number one. Number two is, you know, Biden's statement. I mean, here it is. I mean,
yes.
Biden's name is becoming a verb, you know, because America is being Bidened at every turn with this kind of wacky stuff that's going on. And of course, what he declared basically was he was declaring that, you know, trans people are now a protected class. And so all honor and glory is going to be given to trans people, and they are going to be, as if we don't have enough weaponization going on in our government today, let's offer up some more pistolas, you know, to an angry crowd, right?
Oh yeah. It's out of hand, and they might have jumped the rainbow-colored shark with some of this stuff. You're seeing the pushback. And that,
yes.
And, it's very... Hawaii 4, in a way, are the gay people who fought to be recognized, basically fought against the discriminations and the...
Mm-hmm.
And all that.
Well,
just, you know, and to have... It's like taken away.
Yeah. Well, they're pushing back. To your point, they're pushing back, because they go, wait a minute, this is not what the movement was all about.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an extreme, you know, representation of what we want and what we align with. I mean, this is really it's perverted. It's attacking young kids. It's you know, it's promoting pedophilia. You know, sexual, you know, perversions. What's so unbelievable to me, Al, is you see some of these parades that are going on in these cities across the country, and parents are there with their kids, walking their kids, you know, right through it all. And yet, you know, the founders and the promoters of these events say, well, you know, it's not here for the kids. Well, wait a minute. You are right in downtown Main Street. What do you think? What do you think is going to happen to the kids? You know, like, we're going to isolate them and lock them up? I mean, you know, nobody's sitting there thinking, oh, wow, you know, I got to clear the streets and stay away because, you know, today is, you know, gay pride day in Poughkeepsie, you know?
Yeah, and that's going to be the toll over time, damage being done to kids, children. And that's where the line is. I think most people will put it at that. It's like, leave the kids out of it.
But, yeah.
Like you said, for the parents to bring people to, kids to that, to see, to be exposed to stuff that 5 years ago would have had you put in jail if you did it in front of a child. You know, I mean, you know, those people with the raincoats in the old days, you know, those of the old days, they're like, wait, all I can do is wear a dress or wear leather, and I'll be fine, you know? But it is a madness, it is a sickness, and it is a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you just hope at least the corporations are figuring out this year that it, you know, they keep
wasting money. I mean, what are we up to? How many billions of dollars between, you know, Disney and, you know, you got Target, you got, you know, Walmart's jumping in the fray, the Dodgers. I mean, it's endless. I mean, people do not want this shoved down, you know, shoved down their throat. And worse yet, they don't want it shoved down their kids' throats either.
Yes.
And here they are, you know, telling their kids, oh, well, you know, they're promoting, they're indoctrinating the kids, and they're scratching an itch that's not there. And so now you've got all this kind of peer pressure that's taking place. I'll tell you, it behooves parents to make sure that they're on top of this, that they have a discussion. We've been, you know, talking about this on this radio show, Al, that parents need to be proactive and talk to their kids what, you know, what's going on, what the discussion is all about, you know, what their beliefs are. And they got to stay on top of it, because they may spend, you know, like I was talking with one father, he said, well, they spent 2 hours with their kids. Well, that's fine, you spend 2 hours, but guess what? They go to school, they're around their peers, and their parents are not necessarily investing 2 hours giving them some kind of, you know, true information about, you know, transgenderism and, you know, and what the cost is here. You know, and so they go to school. The books are on the library shelf. You know, the teacher, well, they're not in the classroom. Yeah, but you put them in the library, you knucklehead. Yeah. What do you think the kids are going to do? They're all going to, you know, hover around, you know, the third aisle there on the fourth shelf, and they're all going to be giggling and pointing, pulling out books and talking about all this stuff. And the reason we know this is because that's what we did. You know, we didn't do it in the library because they didn't have the library, but whenever we could get around as we were in puberty growing up, you know, being titillated by all this stuff, we got tempted. And, you know, maybe you didn't, but maybe it was just Catholic boys that did. Al, I don't know.
No, but kids can't handle it. They're not made to handle that. And
right.
Heartline has a great article on the stream this week where she quotes an author who gave the analogy of heavy luggage. Is it baggage that kids can't pick up?
Right.
And parents shouldn't be making them pick this baggage up, this heavy weight, at that age. When they're older,
right.
Yeah, you deal with it. And the damage it's been doing is just astronomical. It's tragic to see.
Yeah, but these, you know, these social warriors, you know, the Bidens of the world, they know better. You know, and the teachers. Because they've been doing such a great job here. I mean, our kids, they're the top of the heap when it comes to education. So why can't we entrust them to think that they could teach our kids about sex education? We got 20 seconds left. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Have them all. Parents should read Ashley Biden's diary.
Yeah. Oh.
Sex life at a young age.
Lord have mercy. Yes. Exactly. Al Parada is with us. We've got more from Al on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Al Parada from The Stream continues with us. Al, interesting to note here, I mean, you got young kids, I don't know, as young as 8 years old, 10. I mean, they can choose what kind of sex they want. A teacher will take them down. Parents don't even know. They can be transitioned, given puberty blockers. But yet, at that early age, they're not allowed to vote. They can't even buy a lottery ticket. They can't even get a tattoo without a parental consent, purchase fireworks, bet on a horse race, for example. They can't get called for jury duty. They can't sue anybody. They can't change their legal name without parental consent. They can't drink internationally. They can't even consent to their own medical care. But yet, somehow, even though they can't consent to their own medical care, this is based on federal laws here, somehow, they've carved out some sort of niche here that allows these doctors to do $100,000 surgery on these kids and put them through some sort of, you know, chemical experiment that will render their lives a mess. I mean, their entire life. We're not talking something that, look, it's a little bit of an experiment. Don't worry, Al. I mean, if you don't like it, in 18 months it'll pass and you'll be okay and you'll have a reset. No.
Yeah.
This is until the day you die, right?
When 80 to 90% of the people with gender dysphoria grow out of it.
Yeah.
You know, the kids with gender dysphoria grow out of it.
But you're bringing science into this. Don't do that. That's not fair. You know, that's against their narrative. You know, even though they told us we should mind the science, but you can't bring science into this discussion.
No, of course not. Of course not. You know, we have to listen to what the kids say. I mean, I'm sure, if my parents had listened to what I said, they would have built me a baseball stadium in my backyard or something, or a rocket.
Exactly.
Let me jump off the roof. No, it's ludicrous. It is an insanity, and it is a poisonous, a destructive, let's call it demonic.
Yeah, it really is. And the thing is, it's eroding the fundamental principles of this country. I mean, the impact, the consequences are far reaching than some prepubescent child having a sex change. I mean, the impact that this is having on the culture, I mean, to the point, Al, did you ever think that the White House, the President of the United States, would be making an announcement basically weaponizing transgenderism
and making it the official, it might as well be the official religion of the White House.
Yeah.
Crazy, huh?
The official religion is, again, going back to the last segment, that's where things get dicey.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with a religion, you're basically throwing aside God and flaunting it in the middle of a nation's capital, a nation that was built with God's blessing and divine hand.
Exactly.
The Bible's pretty clear about countries that do that.
Yeah. Well, we've seen time and time again the consequences. You know, people are, and that's the one thing I hear from people all the time. Where are the consequences? Where are the consequences? I go, oh, Lord, you better pray. You better pray that, because you don't, you know, you're throwing out consequences. And, I mean, if this thing continues, God will not have a choice but to judge. And for all we know, he's already judging, you know, with some of the stuff that's going on right now. And here it is. I mean, look at our government. As you were mentioning, Al, you got this Ukraine oligarch who allegedly bribed Joe Biden. He recorded phone calls. I mean, he was covering his actions. So he's got actual phone calls of Biden's voice involved in this quid pro quo, this bribery program here. I mean, how does this guy survive?
Yeah, and what's amazing to me is, like, he came and said Donald Trump was bribed by some Russian, you know, they'd be all over it. But they'd also say you would not have Donald Trump on tape boasting about doing the very thing that he was bribed to do.
Yes.
By the guy bribed him to get the prosecutor fired at those investigating Burisma and to get the investigators off their back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joe Biden did that, right?
Yeah.
And he bragged about doing it.
Right.
He's a secret tape recorded by some informant. We're talking about at a public forum. He's bragging
exactly
about getting a guy fired. It's like this should be slam dunk impeachment. This shouldn't even be a question. But
right.
Donald Trump got impeached for asking about it.
Yeah. God forbid.
How crazy this is.
Mm-hmm.
You asked about what was going on with the Biden in Ukraine,
mm-hmm.
and then he was asking the question because it was his political opponent, who nobody mm-hmm. thought would be his political opponent when he asked, actually talked to Zelensky, because Biden was stumbling around with the debate stage. Still, they impeached him for it. And now, the same Joe Biden, aside from having these allegations of bribery, which fit with all the information we know, is having this guy arrested today. His political opponent.
Yeah.
On these weird trumped up charges that make no sense at all.
Yeah. Yeah, they had to just like in New York, they had to, you know, kind of fix the law and the whole deal. I mean, I'm not an attorney, but it just seems to me that the pretzel logic and machinations they had to go through, similar to what they did in New York in order to capture Trump. I mean, this is a rigged deal. And, you know, I mentioned it could be a combination of Merrick Garland still being upset that he was, you know, he didn't make it to the Supreme Court. So now he's rendering his own political justice, right?
Well, that's what's wild is the guy who's the head of the field office in Washington, who's not a Trump guy. He was the guy behind the Gretchen Whitmer debacle.
Right, exactly.
Was complaining. He thought the raid was a bad idea and that they were violating all necessary all kinds of protocols and, you know, protocols to get a raid, a search warrant and a raid, rather than dealing with it by just simply asking the guy, hey, can we come take a look? And this thing's garbage. So if the raid was garbage, I mean, they broke protocol to go after Trump.
You know, Al, this is the thing that's so frustrating about this whole topic, is that you've got both sides, and you hear, you know, just like when Trump was indicted before, you had the Adam Schiffs of the world go, oh, no, we got the good, for sure, perp walk, boy, handcuffs, jail for the rest of his, all this stuff, all this hyperbole, and Jack Smith, and, you know, with all the leaks that they've been putting out there, and James Comey, the rest of them, you know, these anti, you know, Trumpers, these Trump haters, are out there, and the media is giving them attention, and it puts up a narrative and a perception for the American people that Trump is guilty of sin. Well, wait a minute, we haven't even heard his response yet, and you're already going along and locking him up here. I mean, it's just disgusting. I mean, this is nothing compared. And I get some of the people go, well, that's what he did to Hillary Clinton. Well, Hillary Clinton destroyed over 30,000 emails. I mean, she did all this stuff. And plus, on top of it, Al, with these emails and it was out there on this server, what the disinterest and the lack of curiosity from the mainstream media. Question here.
Yeah.
Because we'd asked this a long time ago. I think you and I even talked about this. Is that when the four people were killed at Benghazi,
mm-hmm.
where was Hillary's emails at the time?
Yeah.
Is there connectivity? It seems that there could be.
Yeah. Well, there is. If I remember right from when there was the Gaza hearing, there's some congresswoman showed that the number of emails she had generally when she was Secretary of State, like per month in a certain period. Well, all of a sudden, the emails that were available that covered the Benghazi period were dramatically smaller.
Yes.
A lot of emails disappeared about that period. But
right.
Again, another thing that's very important, especially in this case, in context with Trump. Her email system was wide open to our enemy, China, Russia, Iran.
Right.
It was wide open. They didn't even concede that. And she had stuff on that machine that somebody out there who's in the intelligence world said that there's a word that came across. There's a level of classification that was involved that is so high that naming the level of classification is itself a crime. Nobody can talk about it.
Yeah,
so we're
right.
talking about the top secrets of this country are wide open for everybody. I understand Donald Trump may be waving a classified document that may or may not be classified, that he may not have classified, while in security.
Yeah, but that's a story from, which is interesting, because that's supposedly that came from his own attorney. And why his attorney would give that testimony when there is such a thing called, client attorney privilege. How did that get violated, Al?
Oh, because, again, we're breaking the rules to get Trump. Which is good, because if somebody's so guilty, you don't have to work that hard.
No.
You don't have to break the rules. You don't have to, eliminate attorney-client privilege. You don't have to bend the rules for the procedures of getting warrants. You don't have to do that if somebody's that guilty. As guilty as this guy is, they shouldn't have to work this hard to create stuff, just like in the J.H. Dick hearing when they doctored the evidence.
Exactly.
And they changed wording, added audio. You don't have to work that hard.
Do you realize, Al, how much money this madness has cost the American people? And who's at the other end? It's the Democrats consistently going into the Treasury and spending millions upon millions of dollars because they hate Trump, because they hate everyday Americans, the forgotten men and women, right? 30 seconds left. I'll let you wrap it up. Go ahead.
Okay, yes. Again, you're right. It's not about, like Trump says, it's not about him. He's just in the way. And that's why his opponents need to get up, his Republican opponents need to stand with him. Because they're next in line. It's their families. It's their friends. It's their lawyers who will face the wrath next. They stand.
Yeah, this is nothing like we've never seen anything like this in America before, Al. This is what's so scary about it all.
Left and right.
Exactly.
They recognize it. They know it.
Al Parada, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach